بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على شرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد،
So I remind myself and you, factor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the equation because He is in it anyway. Our success or failure is not independent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His pleasure. And therefore, for us as Muslims, we need to be very clear about this and to ensure that we never say or do anything which is likely to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have said or done anything which displeases Allah, then immediately make amends. Immediately make amends. Make sure that you settle your account in this dunya itself, because we don't want to carry those debts in the akhirah. If you have done anything, they asked Rasulullah, they said, who is a Muslim? Rasulullah said, a Muslim is one from whose tongue and whose hand the people are safe. And he said, a Muslim is one who is trusted with the honor and the wealth of people. Right? Asim, look at, just think about this, how much of a, what a great honor it is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his own laqab, his own title, even before he announced Islam, what was it? In Medina, in Makkah, what was he called? As-Sadiqul Amin. The truthful and the trustworthy. So when they asked him, who is a Muslim, what is he saying? As-Sadiqul Amin. He is giving his own title to us as Muslims, and he's saying a Muslim is one who is truthful and trustworthy. So who is a Muslim? A Muslim is one who is like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in their behavior. And that's why I remind myself and you, selective obedience is disobedience. Because when there are two or more orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are arrogant enough to say, I will do this but I will not do that, then we are being selectively obedient, and selective obedience is disobedience. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned those who do that. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. And then Allah said, what is the jaza? The word jaza here, reward, is being used sarcastically. Because Allah is not talking about jaza, He is talking about saza. But Allah is saying jaza. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that then do you believe in a part of the scripture and you reject the rest? Are you trying to be selectively obedient? I will do this but I will not do that. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, what is the reason for selective obedience? It's the nafs. That's it, nothing else. I like to do this, I don't like to do that. So who are you now? Who are you bringing as a partner in the order of Allah? Yourself. You are not worshipping an idol, you are worshipping yourself. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَى. Allah said, have you not seen them who have taken their own hawa, their own desire as their ilah, as the thing that they worship? What is the meaning of worshipping? You're not putting the desire in front of them and making sujood. No. Worshipping the desire means to give the desire precedence over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And that is what Allah is warning us. And Allah is saying, if you do that, two problems. One, in this life itself, Allah said, I will disgrace you. I will make this life hard on you. I will punish you right here. And then it doesn't end with that. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. On the day of judgment, you will be returned to أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ, to the worst and the most difficult and the most painful of punishment. Allah bighafil amma ta'malun. Allah is not unaware of what you do. The secret of success is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. How much? Completely and totally, because Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffatan. Not partially. Enter into Islam completely and totally. I remind myself when you, Allah is not requesting us to obey Him. Allah is not pleading with us, na'udhu billah, to obey Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a hukum. And with every hukum comes a consequence. As I told you, gravity is a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can choose to ignore it, but there is a consequence. If you choose to ignore gravity, when you are in the power of gravity, you will pay a price. There is no doubt about that. So also with everything in life, so also with success and failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the rules. With the rules come the consequences. We can ignore them, but not without cost. We are free to choose, but the choice is not free. Please understand this. This is a big mistake. People think, oh, I have a freedom of choice. Of course you have freedom of choice. Nobody denies that. You have complete and total freedom of choice. But every choice has a price tag. You are free to choose, but the choice is not free. A sensible person looks at the price tag before picking it up. Because once you pick it up and you go to the checkout counter, now you got to pay. And at that point in time, there's no point in saying, I'm sorry, I can't pay, I will go back, there's no going back. That's the time to pay. That's it. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.